Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's the chairman with the Dixie Group. Dan, you doing okay?
Doing fine, Kemp. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, there's a smile on your face, and I think I know why. You've had tremendous results, not only fourth quarter, but year-end results. Just to run through those real quickly, for the quarter, sales were up 34.7% fourth quarter of last year, and for the year, almost a 30%, 29.5%. So you've got to be happy with that.
We're very pleased, but feel like we can do better.
Oh, is that right? We'll get into some of that in just a minute. Why don't you just run through a couple of the highlights? One of the things I know you pointed out in your conference call is that the market residentially may be, I don't know, 4 or 5% growth last year. You're well over that. And commercially is not even as strong as that. You really are outpacing what the market's doing in the carpet business.
Well, our overall business last year was up about 29.5%, and as you said, the industry was probably up in the mid-single digits. Our residential was right at 30% increase in the fourth quarter, and our commercial products were up over 45% in the fourth quarter. So we have a lot of momentum coming into this year and feel very good about the things that are happening in our business.
How do you outpace the market like that? I mean, because most people know that, especially in the residential market, let's talk about that sector for a second, your wholesale pricing is 3 or 4 times the industry average. So are you doing well because that sector is doing so well? Talk a little bit about that.
Kemp, what we do is go back to the downturn, and at the bottom of the downturn, and 2009 was the downturn, we obviously had to cut our costs dramatically. It was painful for us as it was for everybody else in the industry. But quickly after that, we decided we wanted to invest in the business, even if it impacted our profitability over the next couple of years, and it did. Since that time, our sales are up about 68% from the very low point. The industry is only up about 12%. So we obviously have been doing some things that make sense. Now, you are correct in saying that our end of the business, the upper end of the business, is growing faster than the market overall. What we see out there is a bifurcated market where the low end is doing well and the high end is doing well, and the area in between has been struggling. But we made major investments all the way from yarn productivity and capacity increases, to dyeing, to tufting, buying some operations as well, and then dramatically increasing our introduction of new products. Mm-hmm. That is expensive, but we felt like it was a long-term strategy that made sense. And you talk about the residential business. Our residential business from the downturn's up 88%, and the industry less than 10%. So clearly what we're doing has had an impact. On the commercial side, as you know, we changed managements there about a year and a half or so ago. They have come in and done a great job. We're now growing our modular tile business nicely and our overall commercial business. I mentioned it was up 45% in the fourth quarter, and we think we'll continue to outpace the industry similar to the residential business.
All right, so when you look at Dixie and you consider, you know, where they came from, at one time you were in the apparel yarn business, you converted your whole business over into the carpet business, and now as we look at your competitors, a lot of your competitors are also in the hard surface business. I'm sure people are curious about when you're going to enter that business.
Kemp, that's a great question and one that we have looked at and wrestled with and talked about. Candidly, we see as much opportunity as we can afford right now in the carpet business. The overall floor covering business does have some areas that we think would be appropriate for us at some point in the future, but have no plans there at this time. Again, we think we can invest in the part of the industry we know the best and get the best return by doing that. For instance, on the commercial side, our joint venture and distribution agreements with Desso, we think that will help bring new product to market, do things differently, and continue our growth. So right now our concentration is on improving what we're doing from an operation standpoint and a profitability standpoint and investing in the carpet business.
Another thing that I think people are curious about, when you go to the market on the residential side of the business, you go through independent retailers and you also go through the home centers. Talk a little bit about how that mix changes and where that stands right now.
Well, as you know, the home center business tends to come in chunks, and sometimes it's very good and sometimes it's not quite as good. We grew dramatically last year in the home center business. Actually, the first quarter of last year was very strong for us, and consequently, the first quarter of this year has not been strong in the home center business, but it's been strong in the retail business. So far this year, through retail and on the commercial side, all of our brands are up. We indicated earlier that our January sales were dramatically impacted by the weather and the conditions that the industry faced there. We were only up about 2%, but for February we're up 16%+, and all brands are up. So we feel very good about where we are and both the retail and the home center business.
You know, I recently wrote an editorial that's going to be in the March issue about this weather that's affected January and February. And I guess the silver lining there is that March is usually the strongest month in that first quarter. So a lot has to happen in March, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Although, as I indicated, our February business is up 16%. And we think March will be strong as well. But March is the biggest month of the first quarter.
All right, let's talk about the commercial market for a minute. Overall, that's been a little bit lethargic, 2% growth perhaps. You've been in this business a long time. The commercial business kind of follows the success of the residential business. Do you think we're going to see some strong growth in the commercial business in 14?
I think the commercial business is beginning to come back. It does tend to lag the residential business historically. We see a lot of activity out there. We're bidding on a lot of business and working with a lot of end users and customers. I think you will see it improve as we go forward. Again, the modular tile is leading the way. Our tile business is up dramatically, and we think that will continue to be where the primary growth is in the commercial business.
As you look at 14 and you consider your hurdles, we hear static around increases in nylon component chemical prices. Obviously, wool is up and down based on demand. Where do you see raw material prices going in 14?
It seems like we have an increase in raw material prices every year and early in the year. Actually, last year was pretty stable. We're certainly hoping 14 is stable as well. A lot of people are looking at oil. It is up a little bit, but not dramatically yet. We hope that raw material prices, if they increase, they increase a moderate amount, but we're not convinced they will increase at this point.
You know, Dan, I have a chart in front of me that shows that your stock price in, I guess, February of 13 was somewhere around $4, and now it's up way over $14. That's a tremendous growth. You know, if you're a publicly traded company, you've got to continue to grow. You've got to continue to do well. How do you sustain the level of growth you've seen this year?
As I indicated earlier, we have invested in the business in a significant way. The one piece of the puzzle that we still will need to invest in is our distribution center. We have leased a facility in which to do that. We will be doing that over the next 18 months. That will allow us a lot of headroom in terms of capacity growth. Obviously, you got to sell the product before capacity is an issue. And we're continuing to introduce a large number of new products, both on the residential and the commercial side of the house. And we'll continue to do that. It will probably be a lower percentage of sales in the future than it's been in the past, simply because sales have increased dramatically.
Last year, you talked about rolling out this new brand called Avant. Are you going to put some more horsepower behind that this year?
Yes, we are, and Avant sales are just now beginning to take off here in the first quarter. We have a lot of activity going on there in terms of interest and actually sales. We did not have sales last year. We only had the costs of launching Avant. So that's a good example of something that impacted our earnings last year with no improvement in our sales, but that is coming this year. And that's the kind of things we've been doing. We've put in Space Dye. We bought Robertex. We bought the ColorMaster operation from Milliken a little over a year ago. We bought a rug operation in Memphis and moved it to California. That is beginning to really do well also. So we've got a lot of investments we've made that are beginning to pay off. And we will continue making investments in the industry. That's essential if we're going to continue to grow.
Not to mention the people you've added. I mean, you've got Lee Martin and David Hobbs and Laura Compton. And I'm sure I'm just mentioning the people I know, but you really have enhanced the personnel that you've got working for you.
That gets back to our strategy. After the downturn and the severe downturn, we felt like investing in the business made sense. That was in product, that was in capacity, but probably most important, it was people. And we have been able to find people that in normal times or in good times would have been very difficult to find to bring on board. But we've been able to bring a lot of talent in to help us fuel this growth.
All right, Dan, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, congratulations on your fourth quarter and year-end results. We've been talking to Dan Fireson, who's chairman with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.